And I'll give you something.
I'm
Bill!
And I'm Abby!
That
was my favorite intro.
One of us has had too much caffeine today.
And it is not him.
The other brought home two burritos from Chipotle earlier that were notably heavy in my backpack.
Oh my god!
I'm very full.
Did you eat both of them?
No!
Oh, okay. That's good.
Two people live here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
One of us sensibly ate half of the burrito and was super stuffed.
And the other one is going to be tubed for a while.
The other one is more burrito than man. They had to double wrap it because they were too generous.
I got that backwards and I was just expecting Phoebes to be farting for a while.
No.
That's all right.
No, it's me.
It's me!
I mean, Phoebe will still be farting for a while.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's me. Hi, soda pills.
Hey, guys.
It's we.
What's that?
Huh?
How you doing?
Yeah,
you guys doing good? I'm doing good.
Answer us.
I had a lot of cats.
Answer us, you cowards.
Answer! Anyway.
You
so,
can
hey,
send
Bill?
Your answers in as a 5-star review on iTunes.
There you go. Or like
a
5-word story.
Or
a 5-word horror story to sit at and better die.
For sale baby shoes never.
What?
You ain't give me six.
Oh my god. Anyway, Bill, what are we drinking?
We are drinking something I've never seen before.
Does it have caffeine?
No, I checked.
Oh good.
Yeah.
I
it's
see
got
a word.
Something else in it.
I see a word on it that makes me think caffeine, yeah. But
live? Is it live? Because this is live soda.
What?
Do you know why it's called live soda?
No. Why?
Live soda was created as the answer to our soft drink hopes and dreams. A soda without sugar or junk.
Huh?
That is loaded with flavor.
Okay.
Bubbles.
Right.
And a little something extra.
Oh,
I will give you three guesses what the last word of this sentence is.
Nematodes?
Nope.
Ashes of the Fallen!
No.
Abby's
worried.
I'm...
This is... I can see the energy stress.
SARS? I don't know. What?
Probiotics.
Are we about to drink yogurt soda? What the fuck?
Our cola brings you a new take on the classic. With that crisp, refreshing cola taste and a whole lot of feel-good to go with it. Our version is more than just another soft drinks. It's a probiotic powerhouse.
Okay, so this is Jamie Lee Curtis soda?
Yeah. Also... It's sweetened with monk fruit.
Oh, okay. That was my next question. Was, what are we...
When I grabbed this off the shelf, I thought it was a monk fruit flavored soda, because this was what was facing front.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's a cola. Okay. But it's got a proud label that says zero sugar, billions probiotics.
Billions of probiotics?
Yeah, right. of is just... A reflective version of the same color of the background of the
great
circle.
Awesome.
So it looks like it just says billions probiotics. So I bought that. Weirdly enough, in the natural food aisle.
Yeah, who'd have thunk it?
Huh. I'm gonna crack it open. Yeah. As I was saying. this soda could really go either way on this
scale.
Yeah,
no, I'm a little worried.
They've got other flavors.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But I'm always down for a no-caffeine cola.
Those
are tough to come
super,
by.
That's fair. I'm not super into colas, so it doesn't really make a difference to me.
I used to be super into colas. Not so caffeine. Much anymore. Well, no, then I just start having more different kinds of sodas.
Well, right, that too.
And
also, there are caffeine-free colas, but it's really just...
Yeah. So, a good cola is kind of nostalgic for me. Because
mm-hmm.
it's something I used to drink a lot.
Cloudy.
Yeah, that's the germs. Probably. It's it's thick. You ain't seeing any through that.
No.
That's for dang sure.
You ain't.
You can barely see the shadow of a fingy.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. It smells like a cola.
It smells like a health cola.
Yep, it smells like a healthy cola. The first whiff was like, cola, but like a weak cola. And then I smelled it again and I was like, ah, natural sugars.
Yeah, I don't know what a monk fruit smells like.
Me either.
But I can smell a monk fruit in there.
I can smell a monk something.
If you didn't tell me that there was monk fruit in this and I smelled that, I'd be like, this has some kind of weird fruit situation going on.
Yep. Or just weird sugar situation. Well, I'm not looking forward to this. Bill?
I still am. I'm so barfy. That was too much Jolly Rancher last episode.
Oh, God. That was way too much.
It was
that was the most soda I think I've had to drink for this in a while.
10 ounces.
Well, except each. For that one time that I actually ended up finishing yours.
No, I think...
Was that that?
Because that was when we split a 12-ounce.
Oh, yeah, no, all right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
Sounds still more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, no. No!
God. What the fuck is that?
What is it?
What the fuck?
I feel like I'm drinking... Alright, accurate.
Oh.
Accurate.
Oh.
It feels
oh
like
God,
it should be
I'm
an antacid.
I had one drink of this soda and I laughed until I cried. It's episode 186. How did this happen?
Shut up. Is it really?
It really is.
Gross.
You've been on the SodaCast for a little more than 100 episodes.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Hi.
I noticed that the other day.
Hi, guys. You've been listening to my dulcet tones for over 100 episodes. Yay.
Me too.
Well, you've been listening to me for longer than that.
Well, they've also been listening to me for more than
no,
100
that's
episodes.
Fair.
Yeah. I have to pick that glass up again, don't I?
Yeah, you do. You gotta drink all that shit.
I gotta burn, like,
I will say, though,
right
it's gone
here.
Now. Like, my tongue feels a little fuzzy, which is weird. It's probably alive. Well, it is alive because it's part of me. But, like, there's probably living shit on it now.
Here's the thing. All the aftertaste is right here.
Yeah.
Behind the sternum.
Yep.
It's not up
no,
here where you can feel
there.
It.
It's not there. It's not there.
It's not, like, where you... I don't know if that's better or not. It's probably not. Hi, Seamus.
Hi, Seamus. Welcome back. Do you want to die?
Oh, my God. I need to go on a field trip. I will be right back.
I felt initially like I had swallowed a cotton ball.
Phoebe, taste this.
Phoebe, but yeah, I felt like I had, there was a cotton ball in my mouth because the carbonation smacked me, but it was like a flavored cotton ball, which is not good. Not surprisingly, flavored cotton balls. Who the hell wants to deal with that? I'm like, I want to stall, but in case Phoebe's reaction is audible, I don't want to, like, talk over it. Gross. Oh, it's gross. She's still trying to talk her into drinking it. She didn't. Oh, well. It's fine. Don't worry. I guess I'll... Oh, God. Oh, I have to keep drinking this. It's all right. Don't worry.
Phoebe says it just tastes like a watered-down Burger King icy cola.
No, that's fair. Like, once... if you put ice into an icy and then let it melt.
And also some burger grease got in there. I'm not wrong.
I mean, you're not actually, because it's weirdly savory.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah. Super gross.
We got a hot and fresh charbroiled soda.
Oh.
Aren't you glad that I didn't let this expire?
Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, we would be drinking dead things instead of live things if it had expired.
We'd either be drinking dead things or thriving things.
Ooh! Yeah.
I don't know what happens if you just leave one of those go.
No, that's
I have
fair.
Five more
Maybe
cans.
Maybe it starts... Oh my God. You what?
I have five more cans.
You had to buy a six pack of this shit?
Oh, fucking course I did.
Oh, vomit. Oh. I can't wait for your unsuspecting guests.
Here's the thing.
Your unsuspecting John.
I mean, I can take this to Gen Con. Here's the thing. People know better than to take sodas from me.
No, that's fair.
If I didn't finish it, there's probably a good reason.
Yeah, no, that's...
Even though that I right. don't really drink sodas outside the show all that much anymore.
Yeah,
so
I don't really either.
I do give away good stuff.
I just wanted to see if it was
You just had to boop a snoot. That's fine.
Well, the magnet. The ones that had magnets in their snoots.
Oh, so... Hotline makeouts.
Yeah, with my metal accoutrement. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this is terrible.
And simultaneously not terrible.
Nope, well, I mean, there are things that have made me feel worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I have felt
worse.
I'm still
on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm still on the couch.
This doesn't have malt in it.
Right. I mean, you could fool me. It tastes kind of malty.
It does not taste like cat litter.
Well, no, I didn't say it. No, it doesn't. But, I mean, there is a certain malted in the trip. No? All right. Well, that's true. You have. No. I still feel like I'm drinking a cotton ball.
If you drink it really fast, it's actually kind of nice.
No.
Like, if you do not let it sit on your tongue even a little, if you just kind of...
Nope. Mm-mm. No.
It's actually fine.
Nope. Because,
It just kind of tastes like
Tastes like...
like a knockoff RC Cola dupe.
I don't know what RC Cola tastes like, but it tastes like... Okay, here's my analogy. It tastes like the dentist's office.
Don't lick an office.
Like, it tastes like going to the dentist's office. You need to go.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not, like, the worst thing. You know you'll come out of it better than you left, probably, but a lot poorer. But anyway, like, it's got that, like, I'm good for you feeling.
But its fingers are in your mouth?
But its fingers are in your mouth! and like... Thank you, you got there before I did. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's like not a wholly unpleasant experience, just a generally unpleasant experience. That being said... I will probably digest anything that is in my stomach well tonight. Because probiotics. So I'm gonna go right ahead and give this motherfucker, and it's zero ass calories. I'm sorry, what the fucking word is that? Erythritol.
That sounds like some dentist ass shit.
It does! It does!
R.I.P. erythritol.
Yep. So, I'm... Dumb. God, I'm gonna give it like a...
joke was terrible.
I'm gonna give it a 42, because you gotta do it, but doesn't mean you have to like it.
I don't think you have to drink this.
Well...
I mean, you have to drink that.
Right, I know. So I do have to drink it.
This soda is... This is not an autobiographical analogy.
Gross! Oh, sorry, I finished the soda.
This is not an autobiographical analogy, but this is about how I feel like this situation would go. This soda is like planning out a road trip with three of your friends, and one of your friends is just like, yeah, and I'll drive. Uh-oh. And then you get home and you had a pretty good time, but you think about it and you're just like, there's four of us on that damn road trip. That was not my car. I drove at least half of the time.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Oh, well. Your right leg's a little sore because you can never fucking... Traffic was always just right where you can never use
cruise control. Yeah, no, I hear you.
I'm going to give it a 47.
All right.
Best soda I've had today.
So that's what gives us a 42 and a, or 44 and a half?
Yeah, we'll call that. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh.
Well... I think I should probably go put something in my stomach so that the probiotics can help digest it.
We got a coupon for a jar of Miracle Whip.
I'm good. I really don't think that a jar of Miracle Whip is where I need to go right now.
I think that you can consider, and you can embrace, and you can grow with Miracle Whip.
Probiotics in your gut, what?
Just get some egg and oil.
Gross. Oh, I see what you're going for. Okay, I thought, yeah.
Do you? Because I don't.
Well, I mean, I thought we were going for growing, like, with the living things in the soda.
I didn't. I meant grow as a person.
Oh, okay.
But that works, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Growing as people. Yeah. What? I didn't actually take
it. Abby's haunted.
I didn't actually take a picture then.
That's fucked up!
I meant to push the video button and then I missed.
But, and you did all the things anyway?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know I'd missed.
Detective Pikachu in theaters now. See you later, soda pals.
Don't die.